From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, it's the 913th broadcast of your Grand Ole Opry, starring tonight Columbia Records Golden Guitar Award winners, Ray Price and Marty Robbins.
The moon and stars no longer shine. The dream is gone, I thought it's mine. There's nothing left for me to do but cry over you.
A yearning heart keeps saying you're not mine. My troubled mind knows soon to another you'll be with, and that's why I'm lonely all the time.
All right.
Well, thank you, folks. This is Marty Robbins
and Ray Price,
saying that Ray and I are mighty proud to be here with you tonight.
Yes, sir, and we're real glad you could come to visit at the Grand Ole Opry.
Along with Ray and Marty tonight, a big gang of your Grand Ole Opry favorites. The Old Hickory Singers, Cousin Minnie Pearl, Chet Atkins, the Grand Ole Opry Square Dancers, and all the Opry gang.
Yes, sir, and those fellas you heard mention, well, doggone it, they're heading our way right now under full head of steam. Here's the Old Hickory Singers with Oh, You Beautiful Doll. Cherokee Cowboys and I are really proud to be here tonight, and we're extra special proud because we get to do a brand new Columbia record release of ours that I hope you folks will all like, and it's one called I'll Be There. When you get lonely at the close of day, I'll be the one. Kiss your tears away. Just close your eyes and say a prayer, and I'll be there. Though we're apart, I know it's true. Our love can bring me back to you. Just close your eyes and say a prayer, and I'll be there. When love and faith walk hand in hand, there's nothing we can't do. Just keep your faith and you will find I'll soon be coming home to you. Oh, when you recall our last goodbye, remember this before you cry.
close your eyes and say a prayer, and I'll be there.
When love and faith walk hand in hand, there's nothing we can do.
Just keep your faith and you will find I'll soon be coming home to you. Oh, when you recall our last goodbye, remember this before you cry. Just close your eyes and say a prayer, and now.
I'm always amazed at the big popularity of the Grand Ole Opry. Everywhere you go, you find Opry fans.
That's right, Morty. Just like Prince Albert smoking tobacco. Everywhere you go, you're meeting pipe smokers who have tried PA and turned into real PA fans for life.
Well, sir, it sure happened to me that way. When a fella packs his pipe with PA, he's on his way.
That's right. On his way to the most comfortable doggone pipe smoking he's ever enjoyed. And you know why? Because Prince Albert keeps all the flavor that nature put into tobacco. It perks it up, lifts it to a rich, fine, natural taste. It's always fresh, always cool smoking, always good.
And it's crimp cut. It's packed firm and neat, and to give you a long, burning, smooth smoke.
That's right. You making men's can enjoy every bit of PA, too. So roll your next one with mild and mellow PA. Pipe smoker or making's man, you never stop smoking good when you're smoking good Prince Albert, the national joy smoke.
Yes, sir, let's make room here for all the Grand Ole Opry square dancers. Gun the caper to the tune of Sally Gooden. Real great, folks. We thank you very much. Well, sir, looks like it's our turn up to bat. We'd like to do a small song that you folks have taken to real kindly, and for which we thank you.
Well, I've just been thinking things over. My heart is flowing with tears. My life just don't seem worth living. And it's been this way for years. My skies have all turned to gray now. And I just want the soap over my shoes. Well, I don't have much to say now. Well, I'm just knee-deep in the blue. Thank you. My skies have all turned to gray now, and I just walk the soap off my shoes. Well, I don't have much to say now. Well, I'm just knee-deep in the blues.
So now I thought you did real good, Martin.
Well, thank you, Raymond. Say, what do you say we let the folks in on some real fancy picking?
Positively, in a round-the-ground old opera, that only means one thing. Here's the RCA Victor star, Chet Atkin.
Chet, thank you.
Yes, sir. Hey, Marty, it's time to plaster down the hair.
What do you mean?
Well, here comes our gal Saturday, the gossip of Grinder Switch.
Cousin Minnie Pearl! Howdy! Oh, I'm proud to have all these school folks here tonight. I'll tell you, y'all are really making yourselves heard, too. I bet they can hear you click Grinder Switch. Well, sure, though... I feel mighty excited here tonight to be here with all these fellas getting these fine awards and everything. I don't know if y'all know it or not, but I'm getting an award too. Yes, I am. I am getting a award. I have been selected as the one most likely. Yes, sir, I am. I'm Miscellaneous of 1957. That's exactly. And you know, I don't care though if I don't get no awards. I know one person that loves me, and that's Rodley Brassfield. He loves me. I always see him here tonight. I hope he's gonna be back next Saturday night, cause I sure miss him. Webster though, spring has really come to Grinder Switch. I wish y'all could go down and just see all them flowers and trees a-flowering. I done writ me a poem here. It says, bees has buzzed, birds has sung, it must be spring, but here am I, unsprung. I don't care nothing about fellers, though. I remember I fit like a tiger the first time I was ever kissed. I did! I fit like a tiger. If I hadn't, he'd have got away. Oh, I never will forget that time. When that fella kissed me, I thought every hair on my head was a harp and somebody's playing a different tune on every one of them. It's been a long time ago, though. I ain't been kissed in so long, I forgot whether it's done by drawing in your breath or blowing it out. We had a party the other night at Grinder Switch, and some old girl, I don't know who she was, she kept on hollering, let's play kissing games. Let's play kissing games. She hollered that all during the party. My throat was so sore the next day they drawed a circle in the middle of the floor, and a girl would stand in the middle of the circle, and a fella would either have to kiss her or pay a fine. I made $11.34. Boy, though, I tell you, you know what Uncle Nabob says about kissing a girl? Uncle Nabob says kissing a girl is kind of like getting olives out of a bottle. After you get the first one, the rest are easy. Oh, but I wanted to tell you that Monday was April Fool's Day at Grinder's Switch. I don't know whether it was ever place else or not, but it was at Grinder's. And that's Brother's birthday. We're so proud of him. It's so fine for his birthday to be on April Fool's Day. We say every dog has his day, and Brother has April Fool's Day. But that night, he had an awful accident. He learned a lot about flying that night. And I'll tell you how it happened. It was kind of cool down there at Grinder's Switch Monday night, and we had a little fire in the stove, and Brother was undressing, and he was standing by the stove in his underwear, and he leaned over to unlace his shoes, and he backed into the stove. That's when he learned a lesson in flying. Never take off with your flaps down. But at least he can brag now and say he's got the name of a big stove company in back of him. Well, sir, though, I tell you now, we had an exciting event this past week. The Scrub Malcolms celebrated their 50th wedding anniversary. And the other night, well, I says to Uncle Nabob, I says, ain't it nice to think it's possible for a woman to live with the same man for 50 years? And Uncle Nabob said, what do you mean possible? After the first 25 years, he ain't the same man. Oh, there ain't no flies on Uncle Nabob, not since we got DDT. But we've had a lot of accidents here at Grinder's Switch. Late Flodget, he's got the smartest horse I ever seen. Y'all ain't gonna believe this. I can tell that you ain't, but it's the truth. Leif has got the smartest horse. He was riding his horse up in the hills the other day, and that horse was stepped on something in some way, throwed Scrub, and you know, he busted his leg, Leif did, and he was laying there on the ground, and that horse galloped clear back and got a doctor. He did, sure enough. Only trouble was, the horse got a horse doctor. Bye now, see you later. Marty, I've been so worried about you here lately, you being knee-deep in the blues and everything.
Well, you know, Minnie, the song's been real good to me, but you take the song I sing when I get to rolling a neat and tasty making cigarette.
I'll sing that one.
Good Prince Albert smoking tobacco and an old CB paper. And, Minnie, I'm off to a happy start. P.A.'s crimp cut lets me roll a fine making cigarette. Won't blow around or dribble out the ends.
Well, what's the happy song, Marty?
And you talk about smooth smoking. P.A. has that fine natural tobacco taste. All the flavor nature put in the tobacco, but brought out even richer and tastier and more flavorful.
Well, what's the song, Mark?
Roll your own or pipe smoker. It's PA for real smoking comfort.
Will you sing the song?
No, but my good friend Randy Hughes will.
It's a natural taste, and that's the test. The fruit Prince Albert is naturally best. It smokes so cool, more men say, give me mild and mellow PA.
Now here's one of your favorite Grand Ole Opry stars doing the special hit song that sold more than 250,000 records and so gained for him one of the first Golden Guitar Awards offered by Columbia Records to commend those artists whose songs and popularity rate at the very top with the American public. The song, Crazy Arms, and the star, Ray Price.
How blue ain't the word for the way that I feel. And a storm's brewing in this heart of mine. This ain't no crazy dream, I know that it's real. You're someone else's love now, you're not mine. Crazy arms that reach to hold somebody new. Are my yearning heart keeps saying you're not mine. My troubled mind knows soon to another you'll be with. And that
take the treasured dreams I had for you and me, and take all the love I thought was mine. Someday my crazy arms may hold somebody new, but now I'm so lonely all the time.
Another Grand Ole Opry star in his hit song that merited Columbia's Golden Guitar Award. Here's Marty Robbins and Singing the Blues.
Well, I never felt more like singing the blues, cause I never thought that I'd ever lose your love. Why'd you do me this way? Well, I never felt more like crying all night, cause everything's wrong and nothing ain't right without you. You got me singing the blues. Moon and stars no longer shine, the dream is gone, I thought was mine. There's nothing left for me to do but cry I over you. Well, I never felt more like running. But why should I go? Cause I couldn't stay without you. You got me singing the blues. Well, I never felt more like singing the blues, cause I never thought that I'd ever lose your love. Why'd you do me this way? Well, I never felt more like crying all night, cause everything's wrong and nothing ain't bright without you. You got me singing the blues. The moon and stars no longer shine, the dream is gone, I thought was mine. There's nothing left for me to do but cry over you. Well, I never felt more like running away, but why should I go? Cause I couldn't stay without you. You got me singing the blues.
Now, the Grand Ole Opry is happy to welcome... All right, take one more bow. He's taking it. Now, folks, the Grand Ole Opry is happy to welcome Mr. Hal Cook, Vice President of Sales for Columbia Records.
Thank you, Grant, and thank you, folks, for that big hand. Columbia Records President Goddard Lieberson, while attending WSM's Grand Ole Opry 31st Anniversary Celebration here in Nashville last fall, expressed a feeling that there should be a suitable award in recognition of outstanding artist performance in the country music field. Our art director, Mr. Neil Fujita, was commissioned to design a gold guitar award. Columbia Records Gold Guitar Award will be presented to all of our country recording stars who sell in excess of 250,000 records of a country song. Thus, gentlemen, Marty Robbins and Ray Price, on behalf of your hundreds of thousands of fans throughout the world, from America's country disc jockeys, from Don Law and Bob Burrell, our country music specialists, and from all of us at Columbia Records, it is with a great deal of pleasure that we present to you today, April 6, 1957, our first two gold guitar awards. Marty? presented to Marty Robbins, commemorating his Gold Guitar Award record, Singing the Blues, which sold in excess of 250,000 records. Congratulations,
Thank
Marty.
Thank you very much,
and Ray, both of you boys had fabulous sellers in 1956, and here is your gold guitar plaque, which reads, to Ray Price from Columbia Records, commemorating his Gold Guitar Award record, Crazy Arms, which sold in excess of 250,000 records. Congratulations, Ray.
Singing the blues.
Yes, we'd like to say our sincere thanks to all of you for coming to visit.
And our very special thanks to Mr. Hal Cook and all the fine folks at Columbia Records, and also to Music Reporter for their front page cover of the Golden Guitar Award.
Positively. And next week, Roy Acuff will be driving by on the old buckboard to pick you all up for the picking and singing.
And Roy's bringing along a real fine country star, Justin Tubb.
C-A-M-E-L, a real cigarette. Have a real cigarette, a Camel cigarette.
Now you ought to discover the difference between just smoking and Camels. A real smoke, I mean. Taste Camel's full, rich flavor. Feel smoothness all the way. And you will see why Camels are the leading brand today.
Discover the difference between just smoking and Camels. You can taste the difference between Camels and other cigarettes. Camels are rich tasting, full flavored, and deeply satisfying, pack after pack. You can feel the difference, too. The exclusive Camel blend of quality tobaccos has never been equaled for smooth smoking. See for yourself why Camels are the largest selling cigarette today. Try Camels. They've really got it.
C-A-M-E-L, a real cigarette. Have a real cigarette, a Camel cigarette.
The program is brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC radio service.